We're on.
Hey, Jim. Eric Henderson, how you doing?
I'm great, Eric. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited for, this is, now this is part two, right, of the pitfalls of traditional business and the way out, correct?
Yes, it absolutely is.
What's that?
It absolutely is, in more ways than one.
Yeah, well, I know you got a lot to share, and we're going to keep this shorter than we did in the first one. Try and keep it, I know everybody's time is valuable, so maybe 10 minutes or less, but let's get right into it. I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about, and I'll throw my two cents in, and sort of, I want to hear what you got.
Well, the last time we were talking about building the team, and what I want to talk about today is actually the way we do build our team, because it's a little different than other people. And what we try to do is we try to align our strengths with our team. In my experience with network marketing and traditional business, we've learned so much, and most of it was what not to do. So it's something that that as Lisa and I have grown and seen actually the pitfalls of traditional businesses and network marketing, we've developed a system that we can both agree on. And again, to be aligned with those strengths and to teach our team to grow the same way that we're doing it, it's been absolutely phenomenal, and the growth that we're experiencing, it's just priceless.
Can I jump into it? I remember when you were talking to me about this, and we really started to sort of get to know each other, and we were talking about sort of, again, the pitfalls, right, of not just traditional business, but of network marketing. And I remember us talking about how, and we said it before, most of the time, people don't do what you and Lisa and your team are doing. So instead, they do the opposite, and that is try to put this square peg in a round hole, right? And so they try and they don't teach people, I guess is a better way to say it, they don't teach people and guide them on how to lead first and foremost with their own value that they have as based on their own experience in their life and their own knowledge, their own passions, where they're coming from, their own perspective. And what I love about what you're saying here is you say to people, listen, not that the company's wrong, but you're going to be most successful when you come first and foremost from who you are and then align that with the right company and the right team. But it has to start, right, with the, now you're saying it has to start with them becoming, knowing who they are and leading with their strengths and their value.
I think that was a poignant point as far as their perspective is. It's been so tainted over the years of them working maybe at a traditional job that they don't know their own value. They don't know that they can actually have a income for a lifetime because they've been so programmed and that they can't do it. I don't have it. But they do. And again, this is what we want to teach them. And we don't only want to teach them how to make a living. We want to teach them how to create a lifestyle. And most people just don't understand that. How do you create that lifestyle? I remember, God, it was a few years back. There's a program on television called Cribs. And you see these people and these incredible mansions and the cars and everything that they have, and you look at it, and if you're like me, well, the way I was, you get pissed. You really get angry and say, well, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? You know, and how is this income coming into them? And that's basically when I learned about, number one, residual income, which a lot of people don't know what residual income is. And when you say to them, do you know what it is? They say yes, but they really don't understand it. So again, once they do, and this is another thing that we teach them, is how to have that residual income, that money coming in every single week whether you're doing something or not. You know, one of the things that I said in a recent post was that there are 86,400 seconds in a day. Where do you use them? How do you use them? And most people will not use them wisely. So what, again, we teach them is how to make the most of that day without any regrets. And again, you know, I use the Donald Trump type of theory, where this man, he's brilliant, and he was a billionaire, and he lost everything. But when he reorganized himself and rebranded himself, I tell people, this is what they did. This is why you see these people on Cribs. Donald Trump branded himself with making TV the Apprentice, and yep. writing books. Right. And what happens now is that he has put himself in a position that every time one of those episodes are aired, or every time he sells a book, he gets what they call a residual. It's a little piece
of
that.
You know what else he did, right? I think you probably know this too. Something I read a while back, and I believe it to be true, because I don't think someone made it up, but another thing that he did, was they talked about, was he actually created, bought the, I don't know if it's called the rights, but now anytime somebody says, you're fired on TV, he actually gets paid a royalty. He kind of like trademarked the statement. Pretty amazing, huh? So talk about another stream of income for him.
And I did not know that, actually. But,
yeah, so he's always thinking about, how do I, like you said, create this ongoing income in my life, whether I'm involved currently in doing something to directly earn it or not. And I think the other thing that's powerful about it, and goes back to this whole podcast, the whole point of part two here, about the way out of maybe, say, traditional business, or in general, what is a way out, is that residual income, ongoing income, also gives you your time back. You're actually buying time, too, right?
Absolutely. And again, this is the 86,400 seconds in a day. Yep. You know, how many of those people are working that 8 or 10 hour day and putting in that 2 hour commute back and forth, or whatever they may do? They don't really understand, again, the value of having something, number one, that's home-based, and number two, that could be so efficient with time that they could use that other, oh God, so many hours to spend with their family, to spend with their children. And again, this is why my wife and I are so passionate about what we're doing, because we're bringing those people home. And they're taking advantage of that time factor. So again, you know, the residual factors, they don't lie. You know, and again, when you see all these people with tremendous income streams, I will guarantee you that one of those income streams is residual. And again, this
no
is
question
what
about it.
What we want to teach our what we do teach our team to do it. So you know. The other thing that you have to understand too is, in picking something with a network marketing company, you have to go to with the right company. Some company that will last a lifetime. You know, someone that is solid. So yep. Again, you know, I research all the time these different companies. People ask me, you know, well, what about this company? What about that company? And instead of saying no. And I'm a firm believer in that you have to come with the company that we're with. I'll do the research. I'll do the math. I'll do that for them. And if they feel as though that they're a better fit for another company, then that's fine. That's fine, because you need to do what you need to do. And if your passion is with something else, that's fine. I commend you.
Well, that's what's great about you and Lisa too, is like you said, I mean, I know even on your blog you have the it's a generic training, or you know, you put together the blueprint, the home business blueprint, and again, you're not trying to pitch some specific company, you're really mm-hmm. trying to help people make a good decision, educate them about a lot of different things, right? This whole new approach and the new economy we live in, and I know we're almost getting to that 10 minute mark, so I don't want to take too much more time. street to sort of end this call, just the fact that you guys are really teaching people in this new economy how to lead with their own value, that there is a way out, that there are other options, but you're not also pigeonholing just anybody into your, you know, option, right? You're also, because you guys are leaders and sort of experts on saying, first off, let's see what your current situation is. Are you a good fit for what we do? And if you're not, you can lead them somewhere else. But so at least you're giving them a pathway that they can sort of take that may be better for them. But at least you're giving people also the understanding and the knowledge and the hope that there is, as this is titled, the podcast, there is other options. There's a way out from whatever they may feel, quote-unquote, that they're stuck in.
Exactly. You know, people are made different ways. And again, the way people are brought up, some of them just cannot, they don't get the concept. They just can't understand how they can really do this. And they choose not to. They choose to do a traditional type of business with overhead and product cost and rent and employees and all that. And you know what? That's fine. If that's what they want to do, I would certainly steer them that way if they don't want something like this. But I will tell you that with every business owner like that of a traditional business, you really should consider something part-time on the side while you're doing that, while you're creating your dream business. This should also be on the back burner and is something that should be actually considered because this will pay you for the rest of your life, even when your other traditional business is done and you've sold it. You get a one-time fee and that's it. What do you do then? So again,
you have the tax liability and all that stuff. Right? And I know everybody who's listening to this, the part two here, Jim spoke a lot more about this on part one, if I remember correctly, Jim. So, you know, we talked really about traditional business and the pitfalls of it and the good and the bad. But you can certainly, I'd highly recommend listening to part one of this podcast series too to hear more about that if you're interested.
Exactly. And the other thing is, if you're interested, if you go to the website, to our website, it's jimandlisasama.com, you're going to find the home business blueprint that we had written. And it's all about network marketing. And it will give you an understanding if you're a fit from the very beginning. So there's a lot of good material there. I urge you to read it. And as I said, if you have any questions, our phone number is right there. I'll give it to you, actually. It's 781-799-4608. That's my direct cell. And again, the website is Jim and Lisa Sama, SAMA.com.
Awesome. Yeah, anybody get a copy while it's still free of the home business blueprint. I mean, I've gone through it. It's just awesome. It's really it's a paradigm shifter and an eye opener. And again, it's all about education, right? It's about getting an open mind to something you may not have any idea about. So, well, again, this has been awesome. I don't want to go too much longer. I know we're going to have a part three to this, I think, correct?
Yes, we will do the final part of the three-part series of this one.
Awesome. And that will be up. This will be up ASAP. If they've been listening to it, obviously the podcast is up live. And then part three, we're going to be doing that. I can't wait to talk about the conclusion to this. And looking forward to it. So thanks again. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we sign off tonight?
No, Eric, I just, I want people to realize their dreams and that they are absolutely possible with the right type of business, the right type of mentorship, and the right type of company. So, as I said, get a copy of that book and take a look at it and give me a call if you have any concerns or any questions.
Absolutely. I think I'd say anybody that's interested in even just getting a better idea of what options are out there, Jim and Lisa, I would highly recommend get in touch with them, whether it's through email, through, like you said, their phone number, their website, their blog, because it's almost like they're advisors as well. It's not just about, education for them. They're really looking as sort of an advisor to really help you get clear on what may be a good fit for you or what might not be a good fit for you, just as important. So that's
absolutely
it. Thanks again for listening, everybody. And Jim, I will be talking to you soon, and looking forward to it.
Thanks, Eric. You have a great night.
You too.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.